Headquarters calling all cars. Attention all cars. Broadcast number 56. Be on the lookout for a light blue roadster. Make unknown. License unknown. Believed to have been used in a murder a few minutes ago. That's all.
Come in. Oh, hello, Commissioner. Come in.
Hello, Captain. Find you at home.
Yeah, what brings you out this late at night, Commissioner?
One of the boys from the homicide detail caught me just as I arrived at home. Had a murder case early this evening.
Yeah, I heard the call go out over the radio. Yeah?
Thanks.
Yeah, have the boys made an arrest on the call yet?
They took someone into custody just a few minutes ago.
Good. I hope they hang it on the rat.
Well, that's what I wanted to come over and see you about, Captain.
What's on your mind, Commissioner?
Ed, you've been one of my best friends for years, ever since we started pounding pavement together. During the years...
What's on your mind, Frank?
Just this. Young Tommy Evans was killed tonight.
Tommy?
Yeah. He was killed just outside the Paradise Club on Grand Avenue. He was killed by a man in a blue roadster.
What are you getting at, Frank?
Patrolman Kelly saw the whole thing. He said Tommy Evans came out of the club and started to call a taxi. Some fellow had been parked across the street in a blue roadster. As Evans came out, the fella got out of his car and killed Evans with a .38 automatic.
Well?
Patrolman Kelly says he saw the fella quite clearly. That is, he saw how he was dressed. Said the murderer was wearing a light gray top coat, a black derby, a bright red scarf.
That's a lie!
Take it easy, Ed.
You're intimating that my son Pat killed Tommy Evans.
He was arrested just a few minutes ago.
It's a lie. He didn't do it.
He admits fighting with Tommy Evans.
Sure, he fought with him. He'll admit that. Just like headstrong kids always fight. Over some girl that isn't worth a dime. But he didn't kill Tommy Evans.
Yeah, of course, the state will have to prove that he did. But the state has a lot on its side. Here, look at this.
Gun?
Yeah, you know who it is?
Yeah. Belongs to my son, Pat. It
was found at the scene of the crime.
It was? Who found it?
Patrolman Kelly. Once more, we traced the blue roadster. Kelly gave us a fairly good description and said he fired a couple of shots at it as the murderer drove away. When we found the car, it had a bullet hole in the right rear fender, and your son Pat admits owning the car.
I don't believe it. It's a frame-up. Where is Pat?
They're taking him down. You want to see him?
Right now. Come on. They're not going to frame my boy. No, sir. Not while I'm alive. Just arrested Pat for murder.
Oh, yes, sir. I know, sir.
Have they brought him in yet?
He's being booked now, sir.
Bring him in right away.
Yes, sir.
Now, don't take it so hard. After all, if he is innocent, he'll be able to prove it.
If he is innocent, you talk like you believed him guilty.
You'll have to face the facts, Ed. It looks bad for him.
We'll face the facts, all right. We'll dig up all the facts. And we won't stop until we find out who's trying to frame my son. Come in.
Or dead. Dead? I didn't do it. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Sit down, Pat.
Yes, sir.
What time was Tommy Evans killed, Commissioner?
10:30.
Where were you at 10:30, son?
I don't know, Dad.
You don't know?
No, sir. You see, I went to the club, Jake Hodges Paradise Club, at 10 to see Millie.
I thought I told you it. It's all right now. Go ahead.
Well, I went to the club at 10 o'clock. I met Jake Hodges in the bar. He invited me to have a drink, and... Well, that's all I remember, Dad. Honest.
You mean...
Let me handle this, Commissioner.
Sorry.
You mean you were drugged?
Well, I don't know for sure. My head feels like it. A fella doesn't usually pass out after one drink.
Where were you when you came to?
Lying in an alley behind Jake's club.
I see. What then?
I went to the corner for a cup of coffee. Lieutenant Owens of the homicide squad saw me and picked me up.
I see. Now, I want you to answer truthfully, Pat.
Yes, sir.
What did you and Tommy Evans fight over?
Millie.
You mean that girl who dances in the club?
Yes, sir. I've been going there for quite some time. Tommy went with me one night. I was interested in Millie, and Tommy tried to cut me out. I told him to keep his hands off, and... He hit me, and we mixed it up for a few minutes, then Jake threw us out. The officer on the beat ran us home, and well, that's all there is to it, Dad.
And this fight took place last night?
Yes, sir.
How about tonight?
I didn't see Tommy. I parked my car across the street from the club and went in early.
Did you see this girl?
No. She hadn't come down yet.
Well, you got yourself in a fine mess. I'm going to tell you something, you young fool. Something that'll hit you pretty hard and take a lot of wind out of your sails.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't think for one minute that you killed Tommy Evans, regardless of what the commissioner, Lieutenant Owens, or anybody else thinks.
Yes, sir.
This dame that you've been playing around with is... Well, she's just about the hardest type of dame you could run into. Besides being old enough to be your mother, she's Jake Hodges' girl.
What? You mean that she...
She isn't worth the powder to take the blower to... No, you're in a jam, son. My job to get you out. You take your gun with you tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you would. You had it on you when you went into Jake's?
Yes, Dad.
You had the key to your car in your pockets?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you've been framed, son. Now, you go on back to the jailer and tell him I said to lock you up. When you're sitting there in the dark, just try to remember what I told you about that dame.
Yes, Dad.
You coming with me, Frank?
Yes, Ed. I've been with you for 20 years. It's too late to stop now, I guess.
Miss Miller's room's right over there, boss.
Okay, boy, here.
Oh, thank you, boss. Thank you.
Right over here. And a swell place like this on a salary of $25 a week. Don't make me laugh. Come on, Frank.
What are you going to do, Ed?
I'm going to find out what she knows.
Do you think that she knows?
Who is it?
Telegram, ma'am.
Just a minute.
Oh. Don't get upset, young lady.
Get us out of that door.
Not so fast, Millie. We're coming in.
Oh, you bulls make me sick.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, Millie. Get back out of the way.
Hey, you can't manhandle me that way, you dumb copper. Just because your son's in a jam.
Oh. So you let the cat out of the bag, eh? How'd you know Pat was in trouble? The news isn't out yet.
Well, I had a phone call.
Yeah? Who called you? Jake?
Say, you leave Jake out of this. You'll get me fired.
Don't make me laugh. Sit down.
Say, you can't talk to me that way.
Sit down. Yeah. What time did you go to the club tonight?
About 10.
Did you see Pat?
No.
Did you see young Tommy Evans?
No.
You like to make Jake Hodges jealous, don't you?
What's it to you?
You like to keep him running after you so he'll pay your rent and buy your clothes, don't you?
Get out of here, you flatfoot.
Yeah, we're going now. Come on, Frank.
You're finished here?
Sure. All I wanted to do is to make sure that she knew all about what was going on. Come on, we got some work to do.
And you think she'll hot-foot it over here to the Paradise Club to tell Jake?
Hot-foot it, nothing. I sent one of the boys to bring her over.
Now,
just stop worrying. Anybody think it was your son that was in the jug? Yeah, right through here. find Jake's private room.
Isn't the club still open?
Yeah. They've just started picking the pockets of the drunk. Here we are.
Who is it?
Santa Claus, sweetheart. Come on, Jake. Open up, open up.
Oh, hello, Captain and Commissioner. Well, 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 this is a surprise.
Is it? Sit down, you hard-boiled yegg.
Hey, what's the...
Sit down. We're here to arrest you for murder.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I don't try to be funny.
I'm not trying. I'm naturally funny. Anybody'd know you wouldn't stand for anybody fooling around with your girl, much less having two guys after her.
Hey, what are you talking about?
You know what we're talking about. You saw that my son Pat and another young punk that didn't have any more sense was after your girl. You thought you'd do yourself a favor by getting them out of the way. So you put knockout drops in Pat's beer, then dressed up in his hat, coat, and scarf, and killed Tommy Evans, and then beat it in Pat's car.
Hey, you're just dishing up a lot of hot air.
Am I? We've got it down in black and white.
Yeah, well, you're lying.
Oh, I am I? Show him that confession we got from Millie, Commissioner. That signed confession from Millie.
Oh, here.
Yes, I'll read it to you, you dumb yegg. State of, we'll skip that part. Here's what we want. And so, because of these things, Jake Hodges lured Tommy Evans into a spot in front of the club and killed him with Pat Weaver's gun. Signed, Millie DeVale, witness.
Yeah, that crazy dame
is
lying.
Is she? Bring her in.
Jake!
Millie DeVale, do you identify this man as the man who planned to kill Tommy Evans?
So, you snitched, eh? Well, you dirty double-crossing...
Jake, stop!
That'll hold him. I don't think I killed him.
Jake!
You mean you still care for him after he tried to kill you?
I didn't snitch on him.
I know you didn't, Millie. That's why I spoke before you had a chance to warn him. I caught him off his guard. He thought you really signed the confession. Well, come on, Frank. That'll have his fill of jail for now.